USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Friday's deadly terrorist attacks on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, carried out allegedly by a 28-year-old Australian man, an Australian police official says...
We are in constant contact with our colleagues over in New Zealand, and we are offering them every piece of support we can in terms of their investigation.
The Assistant Police Commissioner in New South Wales saying the suspect didn't have a serious criminal record there.
He was known for minor traffic matters.
They also say the 28-year-old self-described white nationalist attacker from Australia is believed to have acted alone. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says it's absurd to suggest President Trump's rhetoric on immigration influenced the mass shooting. On Fox News Sunday, Mulvaney also said the president is not, as some claim, a white supremacist. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
In Nebraska, up to 400 homes and cabins are underwater in an area known as Hansen's Lake. Part of Offutt Air Force Base near Omaha is underwater. People in parts of Fremont County, Iowa, are being evacuated. National Weather Service meteorologist Melissa Bird is downstream from the Nebraska-Iowa flooding.
This is all due to snowmelt upstream, as well as the past couple weeks of heavy rainfall across our region.
Two deaths are being blamed on the floods. Flooding along the Missouri River is playing havoc with Amtrak schedules. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has officially kicked off her candidacy for a 2020 presidential bid. She made the announcement in a video posted online on Sunday. In a follow-up tweet, Gillibrand teased a campaign event next Sunday at Trump International in New York City. Gillibrand was the first senator to call on Senator Al Franken to resign in 2017 based on allegations of sexual harassment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Just getting word of a mass shooting, this time in the Netherlands, where we know at least several people are wounded. Authorities say a gunman opened fire inside a tram this morning. Counterterrorism officers have been called in. The suspect's reportedly still at large. A warning today for doctors who prescribe opioids for pain management when they might want to choose a number of other medications that are readily available. Our John Clemens reports about the growing concern when it comes to especially adolescents.
There are drugs, some even over-the-counter, that can be used for pain management after an injury or surgery. These drugs can eliminate concerns over opioid misuse or addiction. Dr. Mary Gal Peterson is president-elect of the American Society of Anesthesiologists.
90% of addictions start in adolescence. This is a really critical time period in the development of the brain, and they're very vulnerable to addiction.
I'm John Clemens.
And the University of Michigan's offering counseling and psychological services to students who were shaken up by what turned out to be a false alarm about an active shooter on that campus over the weekend. The Run, Hide, Fight alert went out on Saturday when balloons were popping in the historic Mason Hall, and the sound was mistaken for the sound of gunfire. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.